We continue now in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir with lesson number 3. It will be the 4th and 5th Mishnayos of the first Perek. So we learned yesterday of 3 types, 3 categories of Nazirim. Zman Kotsuv, a 30-day Nazir or a fixed period of time. Number 2, a Nazir Shimshon. And number 3, a Nazir Olam. Nazir Shimshon, we learned, never takes a haircut. A Nazir Olam, the halacha is, Hichbid Se'oro Mekel Bata'ar. If his hair gets very heavy upon him, he can lighten his load by taking a haircut. I said yesterday, as an example, and it was really a mistake of mine, that if his hair gets heavy after 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, he takes a haircut then. And that was incorrect. He cannot take a haircut except once every 12 months. So when we say Mekel Batar, that means at the end of 12 months, he can, of growth, hair growth, he can take his Mekel Batar haircut. A Nazir Shimshon never takes a haircut. And then there was a difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon with reference to the fact that a Nazir Olam cannot become Tomei Lameis, and a Nazir Shimshon may become Tomei Lameis, as Shimshon himself was. Now, we're going to learn what's, in a way, a fourth category, and that's not Nazir Olam, but Nazir Le'olam. For example, if a person says, I am a Nazir for 100 years, I am a Nazir for 1,000 years. Now people, certainly adults, are not likely to live 100 years, and they're certainly not going to live 1,000 years. So such a person is a Nazir Le'olam, which means it's as if he specified one Nazirus of his entire life. And therefore, he's a Nazir, not for 30 days, but until he dies. And therefore, there's no heter of Mekel Batar. Even at the end of a year of growth, he cannot take a haircut. He's a Nazir Le'olam. He has one Nazirus, one compact Nazirus, but it's not so compact. It encompasses 1,000 years, and he can never take a haircut. So let's call that Nazir Le'olam. Our Mishnah says, suppose he says, Hareni Nazir Kisa'ar Roshi. I am a Nazir like the hair on my head. V'chafa ha'oretz, like the grains of sand. Like the grains of earth. U'chachol hayom, like the sand near the sea. Hareze Nazir Olam. Such a person is a Nazir Le'olam for his whole life. U'megaleach achas l'shloshim yom. But he can take a haircut once every 30 days, because we understand him to mean as if he said, I am accepting upon myself as many Nazirios, as many distinct Naziris as the number of hair on my head or the number of grains of sand on the beach. So he has an infinite number, not infinite, but a very, very large number of 30-day Naziris doses. The end of each 30 days, that Nazirus is over, he takes his haircut, brings his karbonos, then he starts all over again, next 30 days, etc., etc. So, says the Tanakhama, Megaleach achas l'shloshim yom. Rebbe Yomer, ein ze Megaleach achas l'shloshim yom. Rebbe disagrees, and says, no, we don't conceptualize this as many separate, distinct Nazirus, Naziruyos. But rather, it's one big Nazirus. It's a Nazirus for 1,000 years. It's a Nazirus for the number of grains of sand there are on the beach. And therefore, he never takes a haircut, because he's a Nazir Le'olam, in the sense that we said in the introduction to this Mishnah. V'yezehu shemegaleach achas l'shloshim yom. When would even Rebbe agree that the person is a Nazir Le'olam, meaning he has distinct Nazirios 30 days each? If he says specifically, Omer, Harei alai Nazirus Kesaroshi. He doesn't say I'm a Nazir as much as Saroshi. But he said I'm accepting myself as many Naziriyos as there are hair on my head. So this is Mishnah Dalet. If we move ahead to Mishnah Hay, we have a similar kind of situation. The person says, Hareini Nazir Melo Habayis o Melo Hakupa. I am a Nazir to the extent of a full house full of objects, or a full crate full of objects. So in such a case, it's a suffix. Does he mean I'm going to be this huge Nazir, which we already learned it really means 30 days, because in his eyes, 30 days are huge? Or did he mean that he wants to be a Nazir as many days as there are objects in this house, or objects in this basket, which would be like Hareini Nazir Kisa'aroshi, which we learned, at least the Kohen Tanakama, means he's entitled, he has to give many, many, many Nazirus enough 30 days each. So both can also, we don't know how to paskin. So we ask him, what did you mean? Im Omar Achas Gedolo Nazarte, if he said, I meant one Nazirus, but very big. So we already learned, very big means 30 days. In his eyes, it's very big. So he's Nazir Shloshim Yom. If he said, I made another stam, I just left it up to you guys, you rabbis. Okay, you tell me. I made a nezer as much as is Melo HaBayis or Melo HaKupa. You tell me. So then we are explain it as if he said, I am a nazir, as many as there are objects in this house or in this box. And how many objects are in this house? It depends what kind of objects. If the object is a grand piano, maybe in the whole house there's room for three. If the object is a mustard seed, there's room for 10,000, 100,000. So the Mishnah says, Imam Astam Nozarti, Rowanes HaKupa Ki Iluhu Maleo Chardel. We imagine the Kupa to be full of tiny mustard seeds, in which case he is a Nazir for as many as there are grains of mustard seed in this box. And that's as if he said, Hareini Nazir Kisa'aroshi, I am a Nazir like the hair on my head. And the halacha is Nazir Kol Yomov. He's a Nazir Kol Yomov. Here we have a machlokes, but I'll follow Tosfos. Nazir Kol Yomov means, according to Rebbe, he's a Nazir, one big, huge Naziris for the rest of his life. And according to Tanakama in the previous Mishnah, he is a Nazir, separate 30 days Nazirusin for the rest of his life. Every 30 days, he finishes Nazirus and starts a new one. And so we have finished Mishnah 5, Mishnah Hay, and with it, lesson number 3.